in a coal mining town, southern West Virginia. He'd walk up and down along Route 3. He wore a dirty trucker's cap and some hand-me-down clothes. Had a mind that never left 5 years old. Dallas didn't have a vest, but he'd wear his very best. When it was time to go to church each Sunday morn, in an old Ford truck, we would stop and pick him up. I hope we sing my song at church, he'd say. It tells about where Jesus saved me. And the church sang at the cross, where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith, and I received my sight, and now I am happy all the day. I was young and afraid of death. Then I heard the rest of the story that took place on Calvary. A simple childlike faith is what it takes. Just remember that He loves us all and He extends His grace. Just trust and receive the Lord and humbly ask Him in. And just like Dallas, you knew at the cross where I first saw the light, and the burdens of my heart rolled away. It was there by faith, and I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day. It was there by faith, oh, and I received my sight, and now I'm happy all the day.
Heavenly Father, we come to you in Jesus' name, and Father, we thank you for allowing us to have this podcast, and we ask, Father, that you use this podcast for your glory, to edify the saints and to reach the lost with the gospel. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Hello and welcome to the 215 Workman's Podcast. My name is Brother Robert Reynolds. I'm from Good Fight Baptist Ministries in Lipa City, Batangas, Philippines. This is the podcast of myself and Brother Landon Dunn, and we appreciate y'all being with us today to hear this message. Amen. And we pray that it's a blessing to you and a help to you. Pray that it helps you learn to rightly divide the word of truth. All right, so what I am going to do today is I'm going to preach a little bit on the spewed out church. The spewed out church. So let's go to Revelation chapter 3. Revelation chapter 3, and we'll read verses 14 to 22. And this deals with the church at Laodicea. Alright, starting in verse 14, the King James Bible says this. And unto the angel, and this is Christ speaking. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. That's where the title comes from. Verse 17. Because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods and have need of nothing, and knowest not that thou art wretched and miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. I counsel thee to buy of me gold tried in the fire, that thou mayest be rich, and white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. And anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Verse 19, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him and will sup with him, and he with me. To him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I also overcame and am set down with my Father in his throne. Verse 22, he that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. All right, so here we have the church of the Laodiceans. With these seven churches that John wrote to, the church at Ephesus, the church at Smyrna, church at Pergamos, the church of Thyatira, church of Sardis, church of Philadelphia, and church of Laodicea. When it comes to those, in chapters 1 to 3, you are going to get three applications for that. And the first one is the historical application. And what the historical application is for this is that this deals with the time period in history that the verses deal with. So what you have here is John writing to seven literal churches in his time. Okay, so that is the historical application. And then you have the devotional application, or the spiritual application. All right, this deals with how the verses apply to us, the body of Christ, if there is any at all. Okay, so for the devotional application of this is each of these seven churches are seven church age periods in history. All right, for example, the King James Bible. King James Bible was published during the Philadelphia church age. Philadelphia means brotherly love. Right? And the perversions, right? They started being published in the Laodicean church age. Okay, and so the Apostle John, who is the writer of the Gospel of John, and 1, 2, and 3 John, was placed in exile on the island of Patmos by Domitian for preaching Christ. Right? And that was approximately between 86 AD and 90 AD. The island of Patmos is off of the coast of modern-day Turkey, and it's about 10 miles long and 6 miles wide. Domitian had no idea that God was going to use John on that island, but the Lord instructed him to write letters to those seven churches of Asia, which I already gave to you. Now we're going to deal with the church of Laodicea, the spewed out church. Okay, and what does Laodicea mean? Laodicea means people's rights. And so what do you see all the time today? You know, you see women's rights. You see sodomite rights. You know, things like that. So, this Laodicean church, it is a self-satisfied, popular, and worldly church. They appeal to the flesh and not the spirit. Okay? And by the way, you also got like civil rights. Okay? Civil rights go ahead of God's rights. What about the Lord? Right? Right? So let's go ahead here and let's look at my first point here. Number one, Jesus identifies himself to the Laodicean church. Look at verse 14. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. The Amen. Amen means let it be so. And so this is saying that Jesus Christ is the final authority. He has the last word. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. He is the one who is going to fulfill the promises of God. And then Jesus identifies himself as the faithful and true witness. Jesus is saying here that he alone is the one who will reveal all and tell all. Now we are living in a day where it is very difficult to find and hear the truth. We don't get the truth from the liberal media, from the government, from public schools, even some private schools. Don't get the truth. They're brainwashing kids into believing anything but the Bible. And we can't even trust some churches. You know, and that is really, really sad. So now, and this is all because of apostasy. Okay? And apostasy is a falling away from the truth to follow lies. And then Jesus identifies himself as the beginning of the creation of God. Look at John 1. John chapter 1. And let's read verses 1 to 3. In the beginning was the Word. Notice Word is capitalized. So that is speaking about Jesus Christ. Now when you speak about, I know, I know that a lot of the brethren, they will, you know, when they're talking about God's word and talking about the written word of God, right? They will capitalize the W. Right? But when you capitalize the W, you're speaking about Christ, the Word. So when you're speaking about the written word, it needs to be lowercase. All right? Not capitalized. So, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. Alright, so Jesus identifies Himself to the Laodicean church. Now look at Ephesians 3 verse 9. Ephesians 3 verse 9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. So Jesus Christ, I know of a preacher that teaches that Christ was a created being. But He is from the beginning. He was there at the very beginning. Alright? So then, number two, Jesus addresses the Laodicean church. Go back to our text verses in Revelation chapter 3. And let's read verses 15 and 16. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So Jesus tells the Laodicean church that He knows their works. The other six churches that John wrote to, they all get commended by the Lord for their good works. But the Laodicean church gets nothing but condemnation. And this condemnation is for their evil works. They say that, you know, they love the Lord, but they're in apostasy. They say that they believe the fundamentals of the faith, but yet they back up the Catholic Church. They fight on both sides of the fence at the same time. They're not on fire for God, but yet they are not cold either. They're right on the fence. So Jesus tells them that they are not cold nor hot, and that it's better for them to either be one or the other, and not lukewarm. Hot, cold, up, down, heaven, hell, black, white, lost, saved, right? Now, lukewarm. Christ says He's going to spew them out of His mouth, right? He's going to vomit them up. Now, can you imagine? Can you imagine what lukewarm water tastes like? It's nasty. So Jesus says He will spew them out of His mouth. Look at Revelation 3:16 again. So then, because thou art lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. So many churches today are trying to maintain a middle of the road position. They do not want to come out flat-footed and stand up for the Lord, nor do they want to be known as a liberal church. But we need to stand up for the Lord. We need to take a stand for the Lord. You know, there's a saying that goes, if we do not stand for something, we will fall for anything. We got to take a stand. Got to take a stand for the Lord, amen. Now, Jesus tells the Laodicean church just what they are. They claim to be rich, increased with goods, and have need of nothing. And when they say they have need of nothing, that means nothing, not even the Lord. But Jesus says that the Laodicean church is wretched. That means miserableness caused by want, anxiety, or grief. He says they're miserable, meaning that they're very unhappy. He says they're poor, meaning that they have nothing. They're blind. They cannot see the truth. And why is that? Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. And let's read verses 1 to 4. Therefore, seeing we have this ministry, as we have received mercy, we faint not, but have renounced the hidden things of dishonesty, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth, commending ourselves to every man's conscience in the sight of God. But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. Now pay attention to verse 4. In whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. So, they are blinded by the devil. Satan has them blinded spiritually. They cannot see the truth. Now, One example of that is that a lot of times all they want to see, you know, a preacher gets up in the pulpit and he teaches about things such as say, let me think of an example. Okay, we're seated together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. So spiritually, we are already there. We're already there in heaven, seated with Christ, seated in heavenly places. But you tell that to someone that cannot see the spiritual things, they only want to see the physical. Well, I just don't buy that. Because they're only seeing physical. All right, they're not looking into the spiritual side. All right, and then Christ says that they are naked. But listen, the body of Christ, the church, is clothed with the righteousness of God through Jesus Christ. Amen. So, look at 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him, meaning Christ, for hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. You see that there? Now there's an inscription on a cathedral in Lübeck, Germany, which describes the Laodicean church. And I will read this to you. It says, "Ye call me master and obey me not. Ye call me light and see me not. Ye call me way and walk in me not. Ye call me life and choose me not. Ye call me wise and follow me not. Ye call me fair and love me not. Ye call me rich and ask me not. Ye call me eternal and seek me not. Ye call me noble and serve me not. Ye call me gracious and trust me not. Ye call me might and honor me not. Ye call me just and fear me not. If I condemn you, blame me not." Amen. So, Stanley High once said, "The church has failed to tell me that I am a sinner. The church has failed to offer me salvation in Jesus Christ alone. The church has failed to tell me of the horrible consequences of sin, the certainty of hell, and the fact that Jesus Christ alone can save. We need more of the last judgment and less of the golden rule. More of the living God and living devil as well. More of a heaven to gain and a hell to shun. The church must bring me not to a message of cultivation, but of rebirth. I might fail that kind of church, but that kind of church will not fail me." But now let me just say something about cultivation. Cultivation comes after salvation, right? Spiritual growth. Okay, stay in God's Word, study God's Word, learn God's Word, listen to preaching. So the Laodicean churches are failing to witness to the saving grace of God. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, do that. But we're saved by grace through faith. Amen. So they would rather tell you that in Christ there will be no suffering. All right, they teach health, wealth, and prosperity gospel. Now you follow God, God's going to keep you in good health. God's going to give you wealth. He'll make you prosper. He may, but not all the time. Or something else. They go back to Acts 2:38. Remember I say, do this, do that, do this, do that. Acts 2:38. Be baptized for the remission of sins. But does that apply to the body of Christ, the church today? No, it does not. Now I mentioned suffering. Philippians 1:29 says, "For unto you it is given in the behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for his sake. We're going to suffer. The Christian life is not easy, right? It's not easy. It's no bed of roses. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 10 says, "For therefore we both labor and suffer reproach, because we trust in the living God, who is the Savior of all men, especially of those that believe." These Laodicean churches are all about making money. But the love of money is the root of all evil. Look at 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3. Second Peter chapter 2 verse 3. "And through covetousness shall they with feigned words make merchandise of you, whose judgment now of a long time lingereth not, and their damnation slumbereth not." All right. Now, there are some pastors and preachers that they can't even tell you, you know, if Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. How about that? Alright, so I will go ahead and I will stop right there, and then Lord willing, I will continue this next week on the next podcast. But I pray that this message was a blessing and a help to you. Amen. And myself and Brother Landon Dunn, we thank you so very much for being with us today. Thank you for praying for this podcast. Thank you for praying for us, for our families. And until next time, God bless you.